Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. We are being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 90 million listeners? And to God be the glory. We are being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Mexico, the Virgin Isles, London, Canada, North America, South America. I'm telling you, literally, all over the world. And to God be the glory. We want to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this to lead the world into billions of praise nightly right here on the Blog Talk Radio. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. The man whom God has chosen for such a time as this to lead the entire world into a brand new spiritual awakening known as the Billion Praise Awakening. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Hagen. It's wonderful to be on the Blog Line tonight. You know, God is so ultra awesome, so ultra incredible. I don't understand why he has blessed me, but I am humbled by it. And I certainly don't think I deserve nothing. Amen. But thank God that he's been so good and kind. Thank God for the grace. We have this Blog Line set up just to give God praise. Yeah, that's what we have it set up for, to give him praise and adoration. Not to glorify anybody but the Lord. But, you know, people coming from all denominations, Baptist, Church of God in Christ, Methodist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, I tell you, all of them, apostolics and everybody else coming together. This is the last day in time. God wants his people together. Together we stand and divide and we fall. And the Lord told me and gave me something that we can come together on. All of us believe in prayer. I'm going to ask you to pray with us in just a few moments. And all of us believe in praise. I'm going to ask you to help me send up 1,000 praises. That's the platform of this prayer line, this blog line, rather, is to give God 1,000 praises a night. Something's going to happen. A special blessing is coming. And I want us to be with one accord. When people ask you, how you got the blessing, just tell them, I thank God 1,000 times a night. Now the question is, who in your village, who in your city, who in your church will lead the 1,000 thank yous? Will you be the one that God uses to influence others to thank him 1,000 times, or will it be somebody else? That's the question. Will you let it pass by? If I were you, I wouldn't let the blessing like that pass me by. I'd be saying, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Do you think the devil is trying to get us to give God 1,000 thank yous? No. He fought thank yous in heaven. He didn't want folks saying, thank you, Lord, thank you, God. He fought the praise up in heaven. Why would he come down here after he got kicked out of heaven and start saying, well, I want to support the praise down here? No. He doesn't want us thanking God 1,000 times. He'll try to talk to you and say, oh, that don't mean nothing. Well, everything the devil says, the opposite is true. If you've heard him say, oh, that don't mean nothing, they're just saying words, and the opposite is true. The opposite is true of everything he says. Why would God be saying that? Oh, that don't mean nothing to thank me 1,000 times. Why would God say something like that? You get off the, oh, my God. Start, you know, you want to think like God thinks. And that is that he inhabits the praises of his people. So a lot of things happen when you thank God 1,000 times. You may not understand it. You don't understand a lot of things in your life. You don't understand why you've been going through that storm, but you're going through it. may not understand why we're thanking God 1,000 times, but he's going to bless, and he is blessing. And when he does phenomenal things, we just go, when you ask us why, we're going to say, I told you to thank him 1,000 times a night, and some spectacular blessings are coming because of it. All right, If you thank him 1,000 times, let me tell you what it'll do. Number one, it will help you focus your mind on the spiritual rather than the natural. You want your mind on the spiritual rather than the natural. Secondly, it will usher in the presence of the Lord. The Lord attends praise parties, not pity parties. You want him to come on in and be in your life. Amen. The presence of the Lord will be there. Thirdly, it will position you to receive a miracle. You want to get so you're positioned to receive a miracle. See, some folks are looking for a miracle, but you haven't positioned yourself. You don't have the faith. You haven't been sacrificed unto the Lord. You don't even thank him hardly when we thank him. 1,000 times, you might say, thank you, Lord. Maybe 1 or 2 times. See, you're not positioning yourself. You don't take advice. Somebody giving you advice to help you get a miracle, you don't even want to take it. And then you got to open up. See, God's not going to force nothing on you. I got some friends, and they hard to take advice. I just get away from them. Hard-headed folk like that who don't want to receive advice, you don't want to be around them, amen, because they won't get the blessing. See, the Lord speaks to people, and you got to take the advice. If you don't take advice, then he's not going to force it on you. But it positions you to receive a miracle when you go to thanking God 1,000 times. The Lord said it, not the devil. And the fourth thing, it encourages others who hear you thanking him to praise him also. Yeah, we had some people in the mall, heard some folk thanking him. They got to thanking him. On your job, you get to thanking him. They want to thank him. They look at your life. And what really makes your life tick is the praise going up to God, and they'll want to be like you. So thanking God 1,000 times is a phenomenal thing. It takes us back to the old church. They thanked him 1,000, well, I don't know how many times, but they sure thanked him a lot of times in the old church. And I want to tell you, I was a boy, but I remember that. Say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We thought it was foolish then, but it did a lot of things for us. Here we are in the army of the Lord trying to lead the way for people to thank God all the way, all over the world. Why? Because those old saints say, thank you, thank you, thank you. See, it gets in your bones. It gets in your mind. I tell you, this is changing the world. Let me prove it to you. People all over the world, when they start saying thank you, rather than trying to kill folk, it'll change the world. When robbers get to saying thank you, it'll stop them from robbing. When rapists get to say thank you, and mean it from their heart, it will stop them from raping. All kinds of things will happen when you get the thanks for Jesus in your heart. Oh, God. It calls you to, your mind will focus on the spiritual rather than natural. Folks who molesting folks, you get them to say thank you, mean it from their heart. Listen, their mind will focus on the spiritual rather than the natural. I talked enough tonight, but I want to tell you, God is real, and he's receiving this praise. I'm going to give you a chance to make your request known to him. We believe in asking and shall be given, yes. But this is the new awakening. It's a spiritual shift away from that give me stuff to the thank you. All right? God bless you. Oh, my God, I feel good in my soul. Feel good in my mind. And I'm going to give you about 25, 30 seconds to make your request known unto the Lord. And then we'll come back and pray and thank you. Amen. Here's some music to help you make your request known unto the Lord, okay? Make your request known unto God. We'll pray, and then we'll go thank you. Heavenly Father, thank you for every person on this line taking time for you, God. We've asked him to take time to give you 1,000 thank you. Many nights we've asked him that. And tonight we're asking them again, take 20 minutes out of your schedule for God. To give him 1,000 thank yous. Let me tell you, you can position yourself for a miracle. God bless these folks. Help them, those who are making you important in their lives. God, I pray that you grant them a request and bountifully help them and bountifully bless them. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. And God, now we come to give you a thousand thank yous. Help us, God. In the name of Jesus, we praise you right now. We invite all of you who have your lines open to help us thank him a thousand times. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. 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 Thank you
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. 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 Th
in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
I mean a huge anointing.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
enough of anointing on here to heal anybody. Whatever you got, take it on. Anoint yourself. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, God.
Thank you. You want to change your system.
Oh, God. I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Oh,
I receive
it
in the name
of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, glory.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, glory.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. God, we thank you for everything. For every one of these people.
Thank
in Jesus'
thank
name,
you.
Amen.
Jesus, thank
let
you.
Me give you my address, those who want it.
Thank you, Lord.
Write Bernard Johnson, D like Victor, E-R-N-A-R-D, Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. That's Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, and the zip code is 66225. God bless you. We love you. Amen. Thank you for helping us. Thank you 1,000 times.
Thank
all right.
You.
Yeah. Open the line up for somebody who wants to have a word. If you want to have a word, this is the kind of church where I'm opening up the line. If you want to say a word of encouragement, anything, the line is open to you. Anybody? All right, God bless all of y'all. God is so good, and we just praise him. I mean, billions of praises. You do them. You do the math. If you got 1,000, if you got 2 million people giving God 1,000 thank yous, that's over 2 billion praises. We've got over 90 million listeners. Amen. I just believe God is touching them, and they giving God praise. All right, God bless you. Whatever's going on, this is what I tell you. I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. God bless you. It's going to be all right.
Thank
have
you.
A good night. Good night.
Good night.
Bless you all. Have a wonderful night. Amen. Everything's going to be all right. Father, bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Bless their going out. Bless their coming in the name of Jesus. Bless their family. Bless their home. Bless their finance. In Jesus' name we pray. I thank you for all things. Praise God. Amen and amen. Have a wonderful night.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson.
God bless you. Is that
God bless
Hendricks?
Everyone.
Yes, Missionary Hendricks.
Amen. Amen. Missionary Hendricks. And thank you.
Yes.
I heard Ambassador Lake, Benita Farson. Yeah.
Yes,
God
sir.
Bless all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless all of y'all tonight. So faithful. Thank you for your faithfulness to the line. Thank you.
Yeah! It's gonna be alright! I know you're bruised. I know you're hurting yourself. I know you're hurting yourself on my own. But I'm here to tell you, joy comes from the Lord. From God, from God. He knows all about it. He might be broke. He might be in distress. He might have had the friends of running back against you. You might have to raise this child all by yourself, but don't worry. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. Come on, let your boys and you trust the Lord and say, it's gonna be alright.
Good night to you. Good night.